Blog Talk Radio.
All right, the following is suitable for everybody, so please, everybody, tune in. You're listening to Organic Pimpin'. It's not just a good idea, it's a way of life. Please. It's 7:30 here, sharp. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Call in. Tune in, please.
Yes, can you tell them the official name so those that hearing the name for the first time get the name title? And understand what the name title is. Yeah, that's helpful. Say the name, title.
Organic Pimpin', ingredients to embody my soul.
One more time. Make sure that people heard it.
Organic Pimpin', through the ingredients to embody my soul.
What does that sound like to the people? What did the people, what does that sound like to you? Because I know some of you that say, well, what is organic pimping? What is the difference between organic pimping and pimping that people been used to? Why should we celebrate this pimping when society showed us pimping cannot be trusted? No. See, society hide behind pimping as a predator. They don't tell you that. Society hides behind pimping like a predator. Why is that? Because all these people that talk about pimping, and they're not the worst person, and there's always something worse than them, it must be something wrong with the infrastructure that's in place that monitor pimping. It got to be somebody out there that understand pimping from the cost of termination. That is a reflection of what people in society, you can really look at the backdrop of pimping as a whole, the people that it truly affected, the people that lives and families have been conditioned, and, you know, it's not one story, right? So if it's not one story, can the whole pimping system look this way if pimping as a whole have different perspectives, different outcomes, different life adventures? How can pimping as a whole be conditioned in this way where people would do different types of things? But how can as a whole is labeled the way it is labeled? Wouldn't that be a little odd for pimping as a label and what people symptomatically evolve? How can they still look the way they look? If people's mindset is different, right? People think education is different. People's understanding is different. People drive, people's motivation, people's life evaluation to become the best of themselves. Pimper can accidentally become great. So why would I just say, let's just get to that? Why I want to waste my time? Why I want to not show people the true interest I had as a young guy that truly cared, truly had desire to really want people to have their happiness? Why should I be shortchanged? What's the purpose for me not truly seeing happiness and how happiness can impact other happiness at other levels, other capacities? You know? So what I'm saying is, in organic pimping, compared to the traditional platform, I say I know the name and the title feel too different than what you have been connected with. I was the one for several years talking to people saying that I don't want to live a life of cross-contamination, of carrying this pain and giving people this kind of perspective where they are destroying themselves. And I'm supposed to live like I'm happy. I'm supposed to be successful off the downfall of myself eventually, because there's no way I can be successful off of other people's pain. At some point in time, that pain's not going to be, given to me. Why can't I just, as I have the resource, why can't I just use the best and happiness and not try to look as I feel like my happiness, and what the world keep moving through, as it's showing you years and years and years in time, and it's going to keep changing, it's going to keep evolving, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's happening. Why are we wasting our time looking for the easy, oppressive platform? Happiness is defined at different levels, different altitudes. As people listen to you, they're being inspired, being motivating, and they're seeing things that are identifying to the understanding that they have been given, and things they find out later on that reconnect and remove their thoughts and move their experiences so they can truly become something that give you ideas. As how you give ideas, imagine how life is giving you and people in your life to understand what you're saying and mold more beautiful moments and organic experiences that's naturally bringing your life up to point so you can have balance, right? Now, let's take a moment right now, as we've been doing, let's take a moment to hear Talk Dude tell us what's going on with him today, what's in his mind to inspire others as he came to tuition to know what he know at this point in time.
Okay. So a little bit of organic pimping. I've been getting down on myself, bad habits a lot of ways. If you have been with us, some of you might have noticed that there have been several shows this week, past daily episodes that never actually happened. Why? Well, here's the thing. I was sick, I was tired, and worst of all, the idea of the scheduling thing kind of scared me. There's a whole bunch of problems, but I guess this is a job like everyone else, and I just got to play through it. I don't know.
See, one of the things that you're talking about is almost like you don't reach for your happiness, you reach for the trash that's falling out your pocket that you've just been carrying around with you. If you reach for the cleaning of your peace, not so much of carrying negativity that's not making you happy at all. It's almost like you keep your negativity so important that you're not allowing the peace to give you unsub thoughts. Think about that. If you get your peace, happy thoughts, how would your peace truly feel? How would your peace truly rely on happiness? Come on, I'm listening to you.
Happiness, I guess the first step would be, what do I need? What am I dying for? What is missing?
You're dying for happiness to have free moments where it can connect and give you information that you truly understand. But when you're taking the time just to be so, oh, I don't care, that's not like, not saying that you don't care, but your actual conversation is so open that it's coming across like, meaning the truth, meaning to connect, meaning to give people the meaning that at the moment of your freedom is where you actually create the relationship where peace and opportunity and the motivation and life is giving you so much resources of people that care about you. You are giving them that I appreciate you. I appreciate the way you came about coming here. I really, truly care that you traveled, came to me, and see how you teaching people how to allow themselves to have vulnerability and caring because their life is evolving and contributing to somebody that truly appreciate what they're doing. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I hear you.
So when you come across like, it's more important for you to be unhappy so you can have words to say and just be quiet and see happiness just evolve into your life being balanced for a moment. Wouldn't that mean a little bit more to you than just saying, I don't know? and just not being clear with that appreciation that you deserve for yourself?
I guess so. Let me be the first one to say this. Everybody out there can organically pimp. I know there are points in life where basically you're tired and you're sick and you'd rather not. Especially in America, we don't live in a place where there's going to be a sort of system.
I don't want it to be so much about. See, what happens is the politics, when you start saying politics, it becomes divisive. People start becoming segregated. People start becoming, it's cross-contamination. This land have not been cleared from the emotional trash and emotional things that people have not been freed from. So when you carry things along, you're riding unfair happiness tools that people have not got in their resources to understand how to control the tools. Understand? I don't know. I don't remember these tools. You know, think about that. You're saying things in this platform, organic, and that's not organic. When you say it's cross-contaminated, sir, when you say it's not organic, that's cross-contamination. And those same things have what made people, you know, and I'm saying to you, bro, when you're going to say something, it is sound cross-contamination, you're not helping someone. You're putting them in a polluted state of mind.
Yeah. Look, I don't want me to get too graphical, but I'm saying it's true. In America, we live in a place where we don't have a system that takes care of us that much when we're sick.
But it's hard to push yourself.
Show
is around the world, bro. Show is not just based in America. It's based on whoever listens to the show. They can be anywhere in the world. Our show platform is based in other markets outside America. So once I say, you're not taking the time to be appreciative to where people can come from. You're just making everything generalization. Oh, everybody in America, but there's people come from all over the world, bro. This blog show, people listen to the show all around the world. And you keep talking about this show in a way that people that are depression active and make people that can see bigger than what they are telling them limited. You know, you're doing that because you're not showing happiness. You're showing, modified and destroyed people, how they are coping with not having peace. But you're not showing how life have always gave peace of mind to people, how it gave people the opportunity to be more free than they ever could imagine by being with people that was unfree, have undesired. It's small wonders what happened is taking all of the power and is recycling that. But it's time where you allow no good people, no good energies, and opportunity for people to destroy happiness, destroy thinking. There's always going to be some wicked things that are unfolding to destroy peace of mind, destroy happiness, destroy you being free. And when you do things like what you're doing, people will want you to be motivated to not know what you're talking about so they can have something to destroy people with hidden agendas, you know, bias, emotionally, you know, having these phobias of seeing people free, you know, and they're using it to molest people's peace.
Okay, where do I begin? The best thing I can tell you about how to organically pimp yourself is to realize. See what?
See, the thing is, you get agitated when I talk because you when you're responding, it's not in a natural order. It's more of, I'm not sure what I want to say, and I'm kind of like thinking about something, but at the same time, you're not allowing that to be experienced for everyone to enjoy. We were on a radio show, and having that dead, you know, airwave, it's too much time lost. You know, that little bit of moment where you're not talking, the person will be connecting to you. because you're not giving them information, then they don't have no conversation. They just hearing, you know, something that can really discourage them, right? People are just as vulnerable. Like I was talking to someone, you know, I was saying, people are so vulnerable. It's a lot of responsibility to care about people's feelings, to care about what you're saying to someone. As some people think, well, it's no responsibility to do it. No, it's more to it than that. You know, it's personality, education, you know, common sense, it's sense of, you know, closure, the sense of living out of depression, it's sense of seeing your mind wake up and digest the truth, having breath of fresh air, getting to live through moments of happiness. It's a lot that people are discovering at moments as you talk. So don't come across like you're offended. Come across like you're unoffended, where you can be magical in ways that connect you to see more than what you're aware of seeing. Make sense?
Yes. 46 minutes after the hour here on the program, Organic Pimpin' Through the Ingredients to Embody My Soul. Please get involved. Let us hear your words. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9705.
And now, look, this is your show. I don't get angry when you talk. I get annoyed. I get agitated when you interrupt. What was that?
Okay, if I interrupt somebody and a person that's suffocating, imagine this. Imagine a person emotionally suffocating, choking to death, and a person that's talking is, in a sense, distracted from what someone's going through. And I'm saying, hey, look at that person choke to death. Can you reach over and help that person? He said, hey, man, I'm talking. And then this person's dying. See that? So, someone, if you was going through that, when you want me to interrupt somebody to wake them up to see you need something a little bit more connecting to you? You're doing it now. You're so quiet.
Okay, fine. Now I can talk. One of the first steps to this is doing some organic thinking. People may ask,
You're done, sir. Yeah, because I'm organically pimping, and I have no tolerance for what you did. You insulted me, and I'm not going to allow you to give me excuses why you're doing what you're doing. So now, at this point in time, everybody, this is comedian Organic, okay? This show is pimped, and he disconnected from talking the rest of the night. He's not going to talk no more through the rest of the night. So you're not going to hear him no more through the night. That's life's work. He got to appreciate the privilege to talk in this capacity. When he's coming, he's not going to insult me. What is conversation? You're not going to insult me on live platform like this. You're insulting me, and I don't think that's tolerant. I don't tolerate people disrespecting me. So you lost the conversation. Because you cross contaminating, and I'm not going to allow that. If you're not cleaning your experience, you're not cleaning what you're supposed to be learning, then you're not healing people. Giving them the sense of less I deal with you in a way that's you know, is disruptive to the show. And you're not being considerate of me. And this is my platform. This is my show that I'm running, operating from my platform of knowledge. And you have platforms of where you come at and you run them shows. As a co-host, you're talking on air, and you're saying things that's insulting to me on air, and you don't think that's inappropriate. And so because you don't think it's inappropriate, I can't allow you to keep talking in that manner. It's inappropriate for you to talk to me that way. It's inappropriate for you to even talk on a reference to me this way. I'm talking positive, and you're making me seem like you know what it's called? It's called undermining. And that's not a call for to undermine me as I'm saying something to you to give you some enlightenment. You're so busy being selfish. You got to get out of that, sir, so we can be on the same page. Now, if we can collectively come together then that's not a problem. But you come on here selfish, and, you know, we have to be collectively moving for people to see happiness as we evolve. So we evolve all the time. We evolve in moments, right? Everyone, he apologized to me, and I forgive him. Let's just keep it moving.
I'm going to apologize to you now.
You already did it, sir. I'm moving on. That's what I'm telling you. Move on now.
Okay, fine.
You're so busy moving slow. Come on, come on. Keep moving. Keep moving. Say what you have to say.
One of the steps, basically, to organic pimping is to first basically realize a natural way to push yourself where you need to be, where you want to be, where you can be. Basically, okay. First step, I realized what I needed to do. All the shows that were missed because of, how do I put this, all these ugly circumstances. The damn circumstances, they all get in the way, don't they? Don't they? The truth is, think about them for a moment. What is the obstacle? They're always obstacles. And the trick is to see them, understand them, know them, and figure out how to climb over them, knock them down, sidestep them. Stop them from slowing you down and stopping you altogether.
You're saying right now. Thank you.
What is your biggest obstacle at this point? What is it that is stopping you from getting what you want, what you need to get by, what you are dying for? Ask yourself that. Look at it. I don't know.
All right, sir. Everyone, take a moment to say to yourself, as Talk Dude have expressed himself. Everyone, if we could possibly look at what happened, see Talk Dude. If we could take some time to appreciate Talk Dude and put it into our experience so he can see happiness isn't limited by what people have showed us that they care about, but it's actually evolving in the actual investment that they're doing. So, comedian Talk Dude, I want you to understand, I appreciate your time that you're taking to be on this platform. I appreciate, you know, doing what you're doing to give people information. But I want you to understand that there's an urgency to say what you mean. This is something that people are looking for so desperately. And when you take the time to give them the actual I'll be back approach, then we don't necessarily care about people that's trying to destroy us when we're very desperate and need information. People become very angry and despiteful, and that pits them back into a cross-contamination of inventory. People start storing inventory away of being cross-contaminated. And you got to know, when you're truly being happy, or someone invested in that to give you more happiness, your investment of your happiness, it becomes the actual imprint, you know, as you live this, right? So if you can, give us a few more moments of your time, and we're going to shortly wrap this short show up, 30-minute show. Show is called, can you give me the name of the show one more time?
Okay, we're coming down to the end of the wire here, but the best thing I can tell you, okay, tonight, for the first time, take a moment to realize all the things that are holding you back in life. Part of it is your own fear, because you're afraid this obstacle is going to knock you down. You're not going to be able to basically walk the line any longer, because this is the thing. This is a real danger. This can happen. Sometimes, actually a lot of the time, when you take a risk, organic pimping through the ingredients to embody my soul.
Thank you. That is very rude of you. said yeah. thank you and you sit there and be quiet. That's disrespectful. It's disrespectful, sir. You can say you're welcome. That's a crazy thing to say. You're welcome. You say like I'm not talking to you when I just said thank you.
You're welcome.
That's not art. Yeah.
You're welcome.
I mean that's courtesy. Yeah, that's courtesy. When somebody say thank you, you say you're welcome. That's courtesy. When someone say something or say, might say oh thank you, and the person say sure, the people say that can, sure can be rude, bro. People act like today act like sure is nice. People use sure to be rude. And I don't know if you know that. When someone say to me, they say sure, or I say how you doing today, or thank you very much, and like sure. People don't, man. Even if it did mean something, I make my own word. I'd be like, well, sound like you're unsure. I said, sound like you're unsure, sir. And it sounds like you're not knowing what's going on with you. So often, when we get to that measure of what we're dealing with somebody, we find out so much more about things. So much more about what we are capable of truly understanding, being a part of, and contributing for others in our life, and how others have already contributed for us to even have this position, right? So it's so important to recognize that and to keep on adding on